Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey and your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. May I please confirm your zip code?
16505.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, ma'am, just for statistical purposes, what is the year of your birth?
1977.
Thank you so much. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
A female.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
May I please have your race?
I'm African-American.
Thank you, ma'am. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Hello. Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President, the Congress, this November. How likely are you to vote on November 2024? You will definitely vote, probably vote. Are the chances 50-50 or probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 elections? Voting in person early before election day? Voting in person on election day? Or voting by mail?
In person.
It will be on the election date or before the election date?
On the election date.
Thank you so much. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel you have from 0 to 10, where 10 means it has a lot of power and 0 means no power at all.
About a 10.
Thank you so much. Please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's election for president, Congress, and state and local offices from 0 to 10, being 0 not motivated at all and 10 extremely motivated. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Extremely motivated.
10 would be, right?
10, yes, ma'am.
Okay. We'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you don't know or you never heard of that people or group, please indicate that. So let's just start with Donald Trump. From 0 to 10, how favorable it is to you?
The lowest.
It would be 0. Okay, the next one is Mark Kelly. From 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you?
2.
Thank you. The next one is Kamala Harris. From 0 to 10, how favorable it is?
10.
Thank you so much. The next one is Tim Walz.
8.
Thank you. Next one is Joe Biden.
Well, he's not running anymore.
Yeah, but how favorable is him for you?
10.
Okay. And the next one is Josh Shapiro.
5.
Okay. Next one is Barack Obama.
5.
Thank you. And the last one is J.D. Vance.
2.
Thank you so much. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? You can select your top 3 of most important issues for you. Could be immigration, affordable quality housing, reducing racism and discrimination, access to quality education, criminal justice and police reform, affordable quality healthcare, climate change, better transportation systems, abortion, access to good jobs, public safety, including gun violence, protecting and expanding voting rights, rising cost of living, or none of the above?
Healthcare, voters' rights, and abortion.
Thank you so much. Let me add those one. Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Between Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you, ma'am. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Against Donald Trump.
Understand. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as a Democratic candidate for the President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
Motivated to vote.
Would you say somewhat more or much more?
Say that again. I'm sorry. They were talking.
It's okay. Would you say it would be much more motivated or somewhat more motivated?
Much more.
Thank you so much. Compared to the last month, are you feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
No difference.
Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by lot, some, little, or not at all?
By a lot.
Thank you so much, ma'am. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you, ma'am. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. Let's start with, it's tough on crime for you. That really describes, somewhat describes, a bit, or really does not describe her.
It really doesn't describe her.
Understand. The next one is, represents the AAPI community.
Say that again.
Mm-hmm. Represents the AAPI community. For you, that really somewhat a bit or does not describe her?
Does not describe her.
Thank you. The next one says, governors with an iron fist. This really someone describes her, not really describe her?
It describes her.
Okay. The next one says, is prepared to be president. Really? Somewhat? A bit? Or not describe her?
Really?
Okay. The next one says, if someone younger can look up to.
Yeah, really.
Thank you. The next one says, fight for all of us.
Really?
Thank you. The next one says, is a strong black woman.
Really?
And the last one for this series, restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
I don't know if it does or not.
Okay, we can leave it as don't know. Thank you so much. Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable or somewhat less favorable or much less favorable, or it's no difference. And it says, In 2024, as a district attorney, Kamala Harris was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples for use more favorable, less favorable, or no different?
Less favorable.
Okay. Would you say somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Thank you. The next one says, Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers. That makes you feel more favorable, less favorable, or no different?
No different.
Thank you so much. And the next one says, Kamala started a program called Back on Track as a district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. It would be more favorable, less favorable, or no different?
Favorable.
And would you say much more favorable or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. The next one says, Kamala is daringly referred to as Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their life. More favorable, less favorable, or no different for you?
No different.
Okay. The next one says, Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. They make you feel more favorable, less favorable, or no different?
No different.
Thank you. And the last one for this series, Kamala forgave her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex, trafficking, or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protection for these victims. It would be more favorable, less favorable, or no different?
No different.
Thank you so much. We're almost done with the survey, but thank you so much for your time. Again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's election for president, Congress, local offices from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated. You can use any number.
10. I'm extremely motivated.
Thank you so much. And once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? From 0 to 10, being 0, no power at all, and 10, a lot of power.
About an 8.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, once again, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party candidates?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. And one more time, is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
For Kamala Harris.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by lot, some, little, or not at all?
Well, I believe she can, so I strongly agree.
Okay. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris act in the best interest by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you so much. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? You can select up to 3. Could be MSNBC, network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, CNN, Instagram, family and friends, Facebook, Twitter, local TV news, local newspaper, Fox News, TikTok, local radio, national newspapers, Snapchat, or other.
MSNBC and NBC News, and some things on Instagram.
Thank you so much. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in these group chats? Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, not often at all, or not using any group chat?
Often.
Would you say somewhat often or very often?
Very often.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Independent, or Democrat?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
A very strong Democrat.
Thank you so much. What is the highest level of a school you have completed?
My master's.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you so much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you so much. And just the last question. Last year, that is the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before tax? Your best estimate is okay.
128.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions, ma'am. I really hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, and thank you. I enjoyed doing it with you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.